And it's a baby step thing. Like, go home, learn how to do sourdough, then go do another skill sharing event and learn how to do these things incrementally. And if you're doing it with people beside you, it actually goes a lot quicker. That's how I learned how to do sourdough. Is I had a, if I looked online, I got too intimidated, but I had a friend come in my home and just share, show me step by step. And I was like, oh, this is easy.
Welcome to the Simplified Organization Podcast, 15-minute conversations with real moms about managing our homes and family life cheerfully to the glory of God. We can actually enjoy housework and love being homemakers when we focus on truth and work with gratitude. I'm Misty Winkler, homemaker for 22 years, homeschool mom of five with two graduates, and author of the new book, Simplified Organization, Learn to Love What Must Be Done. Today, I have part two of my conversation with Lindsay Stromberg. Lindsay runs Reformed Faith and Family website and podcast with her husband, Caleb. Together, they have seven children ranging in ages from 3 to 15. Caleb is a bivocational pastor, and Lindsay is a longtime homeschooling mom who enjoys reading to her children, dabbling in homestead hobbies, and being a doula for her friends when she gets a chance. Their work at Reformed Faith and Family was born out of a deep desire to provide a solid resource for Christians trying to understand the Reformed perspective and help Christian families discipline their children from a Reformed Christian worldview. In our last conversation, we talked about large family living and adapting to seasons of life and changing needs that always occur the more people are involved. Today, in part two, Lindsay is going to share about one way her church has done women's ministry as both building Titus II community within their church and also offering opportunities to extend outreach to women in the community. Grab a basket of laundry to fold while we dig in. So now you also have a very interesting way of doing women's ministry in your church and a way to like apply Titus II and offer ministry to other women. So I would love to hear about what you guys are doing.
Yes.
There.
It's something we've done at times. Right now, we haven't done it for a little bit, but I also started a co-op last year. We did it for a year and then stopped. It's just kind of, again, seasons come and seasons go for what you're able to do. But this is a really neat way to both serve your church and your community. If you have the initiative, so I'm talking to your listeners, if you feel like you have the initiative to do this, I highly recommend it. But a skill sharing program where if you have people in your church that, let's say one mom can sew and another mom or grandmother, is really good at canning and another one is great at embroidery and all these different skills. And some of them are kind of becoming lost skills because they haven't been done for a few generations. We have a couple of generations where, I feel like I wasn't really taught to be the homemaker I needed to be for this many kids. So I really am, starving for, teaching me how to do these things now. And so a lot of moms go to the online space to find that encouragement. But what if we could actually get in-person encouragement from our church? Because that really is such a valuable thing to have someone who can walk alongside you in person. Mm-hmm. And if I think everyone has a skill set, and even if you're nervous to share it, you can invite people over to your home or hosted at church and, trade times each month that a mom does it, but host a skill sharing event where you share your skills with moms and either go into their home or at your church. And you can either invite just people from your church, so it's more of like a Titus II event, or you can even open it up to the community. And that's a great way to share the gospel with people as well as training moms, in these basic skills, and invite some of the youth, like girls to come and learn these skills as well. And what a great, you know, mom and daughter bonding time that can be to do those things together. And so, like, I listened to your recent podcast with Jamie Baume about the life in the kitchen, and I couldn't agree more about like doing baby steps as you're learning how to do things. And this is a great way to do a baby step. So whether you do it once a month or once a quarter where you do these skill sharing events, you can learn something like, let's say, sourdough, and it's a baby step thing. Like go home, learn how to do sourdough, then go do another skill sharing event and learn how to do these things incrementally. And if you're doing it with people beside you, it actually goes a lot quicker. That's how I learned how to do sourdough. Is I had a, if I looked online, I got too intimidated, but I had a friend come in my home and just share, you know, show me step by step. And I was like, oh, this is easy. So it's just a different thing in the relationship building process when you could do it in person. I think it's something we've lost over time of having that community between women that I do see a lot of churches trying to get back to. And I think it's a beautiful thing, but sometimes it just takes women taking initiative, even if they're scared to. And you know, if you're scared, just ask your friends to come over first, you know, to do those skill sharing events and keep it small at first. But then as your confidence grows, spread it out. You don't have to do the big, you can do that baby stepping as well.
Well, and, you know, I think sometimes with all the stuff that is shared online, it's easy to think like, oh, I don't have anything to share, or the way that I do it isn't good enough. But those local relationships where, you know, those are baby steps to sharing life with one another in your local church body. And so you don't have to be like an amazing sourdough baker or an amazing seamstress. You just need, you know, to love it and have something to share with someone else. And I think we can all find something along those
That's
lines.
That's so true. I will tell you that I have never been able to produce one of those really nice sourdough breads with like the designs on top. Mine are very practical. I put them in loaf pans. They look ugly, but they taste great. It's okay to be practical sometimes. I am just not artistic.
So how did that get started in your church, or what are some of the examples of like just ways it's working? Is this multiple skills happening at one time, or like a just
it's
one,
actually one
like
at a
sewing
time.
Night? Okay.
Yeah. So like, I'll give you an example. My mother-in-law is great at canning, and she will invite a bunch of women into her home and she will teach them how to can jelly. And then she will actually do it in such a way where everybody takes home a couple of jars of jelly. So that's one really neat way to do it. When I was doing a co-op, we actually did it with kids and moms together. And so like one family invited a bunch of people out to her farm and they learned about farming and gardening. And then I know this is going to sound really silly, but I did one that was balloon animal making once,
oh,
and
fun.
I had my kids lead it, and they taught the other kids how to do balloon animal making. I know that sounds really silly and simple, but I mean, there are people who actually have careers in balloon animal making and balloon, like those big designs they do at parties. But there's a, I mean, you can do some, I guess I'm just trying to say you can do something super simple and silly, and it's still a fun event to have people come to, or you can share things like freezer meals, canning, embroidery, sewing, sourdough making, fermentation is a big one where a lot of people that I know have been learning how to do fermentation, like their own sauerkraut and things like that. And so I had a friend come and again, same friend, come and show me how to do fermentation, that showed me how to do the sourdough. And it's something that my family really enjoys. And it's something that you can even gift to people. And there's lots of different ways to do it. And so those are just fun skills that I think are, you know, it serves people in their health. Like fermentation is really good for your health. When it comes to like freezer meals, that's part of hospitality. Like if you're taking meals to people as a church, you can actually, I was a part of a church at one point that did where everybody got together, made freezer meals, stuck them in the freezer at church. And then when things would come up, they would actually just give a set of freezer meals out to people. And so they would kind of do a bulk thing. So there's a lot of different ways that you can do these things. And not only is it good for your own family, but it can serve the church as well and serve your community.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Good.
I think lots of people are trying to come up with ways to share the gospel with their community in a really organic way and get, you know, where I am not one that would do the seeker friendly church stuff, but this is a nice way to share a skill with women in your community that are starving for learning how to do this stuff. And it is an organic way to be able to share the gospel.
Yeah, I think that is a natural and formerly culturally normative, you know, way
right?
for women to be in community and become friends, is like side by side sharing that knowledge. And, you know, I know things that I never would have tried myself or thought that I'd be interested in. Someone else's interest is contagious. Like
absolutely.
If they love it and you're in the same room as them and they're sharing about it, it's like, oh, well, that's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah. No, and that's, I really do think that when you look online at these things, they do come across more intimidating than when you do it with someone side by side. And yeah. I think women are starving for that kind of community.
Well, that's such a good idea. Thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your ideas and experience with us. I know you have a devotional set, right?
I do. I thought that it would really serve your readers well. It's called Filling Hearts While Cleaning Homes, 5-Minute Devotionals for Families. It contains 20 chore cards that just aid parents in teaching the character of God while they're teaching them to do simple chores. It's for kids between like ages 4 and 10. But it's cute, and it's a simple way to, you know how the Bible tells us that as we're going through our day, we should be teaching our kids about the things of God. And this kind of gives parents just an easy way to do that while doing something as simple as different chores in the house. And it also comes with things like an extra chart that kind of tells you age appropriate chores for kids. But yeah, I think your listeners would love it. And I have a special deal that if you go to our website at reformfaithandfamily.com and just use the coupon code MISTY, MYSTIE. Did I spell it right?
You did.
Okay. You'll get that for free for the next 30 days.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Thank you so much. And the links and all that information will be in the show notes.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining me, Lindsay.
Oh, thank you for this opportunity. This was a joy. And yeah, like I said, I've been listening to you for years. And so this was truly an honor. Thank you.